you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle, joined by critics Christy Lemire and Amy Nicholson. First up, the latest in the Fast and Furious lineup of movies, F9, The Fast Saga, PG-13. The rating, Christy?
The plot does not matter. It's just sort of a loose structure for crazy car chases and stunts involving cars with magnets and cars that go to space and characters that come back from the dead. And if you love the soap opera of it, there's a whole lot of that here. But I feel like that action kind of gets bogged down with the actual interest in drama somehow. Anyway, it's all about hashtag family.
F9, The Fast Saga is in wide release. The music documentary Summer of Soul takes us back to the 1969 Harlem Cultural Festival. It's directed by Questlove, Amir Thompson, Questlove, the drummer of The Roots. You see them, of course, every night on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Amy, what'd you think of Summer of Soul?
Yeah, I mean, this is a documentary about a concert that you wish you went. I wish I went so bad. Stevie Wonder was there, Glass Nine, The Pips, Sly and the Family Stone, The Fifth Dimension, who are incredible. And if you weren't there, which is most of us, I think Questlove does a great job of making you feel like you were. He talks to the people who were there about what they were like. He talks to the people who were there about what was on their mind politically. He puts this documentary in the context of the time, and it really feels like taking a time trip back to 1969. It's so well done.
Christy, Summer of Soul.
The music is incredible. The access is incredible. And yeah, as Amy said, the context is just as important. And I hope everyone gets to watch this movie. It's great.
Summer of Soul's rated PG-13. It's in a week-long run at the El Capitan Theater in Hollywood. And on July 2nd, starts on Hulu. Zola, a crime comedy starring Taylor Page and Riley Keough. It's directed and written by Janixa Bravo. Christy?
This is a crazy, fun, wild road trip about a couple of strippers who go to Florida to make some money. And it's funny and it gets really dark. And it's got this sneaky kind of subtext about economic and racial disparities. Riley Keough and Taylor Page have great chemistry with each other. It's a lot of fun. It's crazy.
Amy, Zola.
I felt like the film really showed that it was based on a Twitter thread. It didn't feel like it had a structure to it that made sense and that it kind of veered from one tone to another. And it wants to make a darker point than I feel like it actually is willing to tangle with, because it wanna keeps up the zippy, spangled, crazy energy. The crazy energy is good while it's crazy, but I wanted the film to get a little deeper.
Zola's rated R, and it goes into wide release next Tuesday, June 29th. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to join us every week for the full hour of Film Week. Plus, it's available wherever you get your podcasts, so you can download and take Film Week with you wherever you go. From all of us, have a great weekend.
Support comes from Ciclovia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclovia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclovia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.